Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 and 14, and talk to you about a special kind of soldier. Here we go. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Near the end of his letter to the Corinthian disciples of Jesus, Paul hoped to stir their sense of responsibility and courage for the Christian life. In these two verses, Paul told them to do four things, and then gave an overall principle for how they must do the four things. Each of the four things that Paul told them to do were military in nature. They described things that a soldier might do. Number one, Christians are to watch. They are to be continually on guard and live in such a way that they're not surprised by difficulties or by great blessings, such as the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus commanded his disciples to watch. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, Mark chapter 13, verse 37. Secondly, like soldiers, Christians are to stand fast in the faith. The idea is that there are many things that would shake or move a believer from their secure footing in the Christian faith. This also has the sense of soldiers standing together, ready to face and to fight the enemy. A few scattering soldiers can mean defeat for the whole army. Like a soldier needs to be a strong, standing soldier in his position in battle, the disciples of Jesus need to stand strong. Paul warned believers to stand fast in their liberty in Jesus. That's in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. To stand fast in Christian unity. That's in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. To stand fast in the Lord himself. That's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. And to stand fast in the teaching of the apostles. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. Third, Christians are to be brave. Now, this is the only place in the New Testament where this word is used. And literally, it means to act like a man. Now, there's a place for all disciples of Jesus Christ, both men and women, to choose the courage that a brave soldier must have in his time of battle. To be unflinching, pressing forward. This quality is especially necessary among Christian men, but it isn't limited to them. Finally, like a soldier, Christians are to be strong. The believer's strength comes not from their own resources, but from the Lord and from his power. We can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The strength of individual believers helps the church of Jesus Christ as a whole. These four things are important to the soldier, and by analogy, they're important to the disciples of Jesus Christ. Readiness, steadfastness, bravery, and strength. Yet, for the soldier, there's a sense in which those four things are enough. I suppose that if a soldier is ready, steadfast, brave, and strong, that's enough. But for the disciple of Jesus Christ, for the Christian, that's not enough. For the follower of Jesus, all the watching, all the standing fast, all the bravery, and all the strength appropriate for the soldier might mean nothing without love. That's why God told us, let all that you do be done with love. If the Christian loses love, they lose everything. Dear brother or sister in Jesus Christ, take seriously your responsibility as God's soldier yet realize that you are a special kind of soldier, one that needs to do it all with love. And God helping us, we will.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.